With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senior Hamas officials say an agreement could be reached soon in which the terrorist group would release hostages and Israel would free Palestinian prisoners.
Israel, the U.S. and Qatar, which mediates with Hamas, have been negotiating for weeks over a hostage release that would be paired with a temporary ceasefire in Gaza and the entry of more humanitarian aid. Similar predictions, though, of a hostage agreement in recent weeks have proven premature. Hamas's leader in exile, Ismail Haniyeh, has also said they were close to a deal. Israel's army is widening its operations across northern Gaza, where they battled Palestinian militants on Tuesday in the densely populated Jabalia refugee camp, the territory's largest. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Thanksgiving travelers can expect plenty of company at airports and on the roadways this week.
This holiday season is estimated to bring some of the busiest travel days in U.S. history, building on a summer that was already record-breaking.
AAA forecasting 55.4 million Americans will be hitting the roadways. Used home sales hit the skids last month,
tumbling 4.1% from September, according to the National Association of Realtors, which says existing home sales dropped to their slowest pace in more than 13 years. Rising prices combined with higher mortgage rates get the blame, keeping many would-be home buyers on the sidelines. October sales sank 14.6% compared with the same month a year ago. Rich Thomason reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 97 points. The NASDAQ 125 points in the red. This is SRN News. America's churches are opening their doors for Thanksgiving.
It's an annual tradition, houses of worship providing free meals to those in need at holiday time. At Myrtle Grove Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Wilmington, North Carolina, the feast begins at 5:30 on Thanksgiving Day. They start serving at 1 p.m. at the Altar Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And in Clinton, Oklahoma, Cornerstone Church will offer Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings beginning at 11 a.m. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials at New York University say they plan to open a new center designed to study and combat anti-Semitism next year. The announcement comes even as NYU is hit with a lawsuit by Jewish students who say the school allowed a hostile, discriminatory environment to exist that violated their civil rights. The complaint stems from a rash of anti-Semitic demonstrations that took place at NYU. This is SRN News. More than 200 people convicted in Italy's maxi trial involving a powerful crime syndicate.
An Italian tribunal has convicted 207 people and sentenced them to a combined 2,100 years in prison on charges related to their membership in Italy's 'Ndrangheta organized crime syndicate. It's one of the world's most powerful, extensive, and wealthy drug trafficking groups. It took an hour and 40 minutes to read the court's lengthy verdict. Prosecutors say the group holds almost a monopoly on cocaine importation in Europe and has bases in North and South America and is active in Africa. The drama unfolded in a bunker-style courtroom in the southern Calabria region where the mob organization was originally based. I'm Norman Hall.
South Korea says North Korea has launched a rocket in what may be its third attempt to put a spy satellite into orbit. North Korea's two previous attempts failed because of technical reasons. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.